too. No, I was just coming in to grab some of the laundry. I was about to do a load. Well, I saw how tired you were. I kind of figured you were gonna hop in bed. And when you do that, you usually just leave your work clothes neatly piled. I just wanted to grab them so they'd be ready for tomorrow. My goodness. What are you... Of course. If you want me to lay down, I would be more than happy to. Who knew you so desperately needed cuddles? Here, come. Lay your head down on my lap. Because this is the perfect position for me to give you forehead kisses. And then I can lay down after, don't worry. Even after being married all this time, I still fluster you. It's so adorable. I'll never get tired of that. Because with you, it feels like every kiss is the first. I don't know. I'm sorry for being sappy. You know, it's just like falling in love with you all over again every single day. See? You know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't even have to tell you. But I just love describing it. The way that I feel about you. You know, reassuring you. Not that you need it. You really must have had such a long, hard day at work. Usually you always come and hug me from behind and tell me what you'd like me to prepare for dinner. I just saw you head straight in here and collapse. Of course I'm not upset with you. I completely understand. If you did this, you must have been completely and utterly exhausted. I'm so sorry to hear it, my love. You're sweet for wanting to make it up to me now, though. Don't worry. I know how much you love me. While I have you, though, what do you want for dinner? Takeout? Really? You don't like my home-cooked meals? I'm kidding. I know you do. I suppose. You think I need a break? Oh, darling. You're so sweet to think of me. How could I deny you, though? You're being so considerate. Fine. What do you want to order? That new place just opened up. They left that flyer on our door. I could go grab it from the fridge. Their delivery fee was quite cheap. If I do say so myself. Sounds good. All right. Let me just What? You want me to leave just yet? Well, how else am I supposed to order food for us, silly? You're not hungry yet, then? All right, babe. I'll order it later. You just want cuddles and attention right now? Say less. I'll give you all the attention that you need. I would hate for you to feel lonely. Especially when you've been working all day. My love. You are simply the sweetest and most precious thing. Always thinking of me, just as I am always thinking of you. I couldn't ask for anything more pure and wholesome than you. You are the light of my life. And every day I am grateful to be your wife. I'm very grateful to know that you agree. Well, I would hope so. If you weren't grateful for me, that would make this whole arrangement of ours a little awkward. Goodness, no. I can't be getting sleepy. I have so much work to do. But laying here with you like this, I'm almost nodding off. I can't help it. It is so warm and cozy. And when you hold me, all my stresses melt away. You're like a big warm blanket. And you always hold me so tightly in your arms. I couldn't feel any more safe and secure with anyone else. Just you. Good. So, I'm not the only one who feels that way. Oh my goodness. Nope. I have to do laundry. I have to wash your work clothes. I cannot be going to sleep. No, stop encouraging me to relax. I can't. I have to at least do your laundry. You can't go back to work in smelly clothes. No, of course you don't stink. I was kidding. They are dirty. They're covered in whatever this is. The mixture of the two. Good to know. Now, these stains will come out, I'm sure. After a wash or two. You don't think so? I think so. Okay, well, which one of us does laundry? Exactly. So maybe you should trust my judgment on this one. Okay, I have to get up now. Come on, I'll just throw them in and I'll come right back. How does that sound? Please? Okay. All right. Yes. Yes, yes, I love you too. I'll be right back. Surely you won't fall asleep in the time it takes me to run to the laundry room and back. Believe me, I could never underestimate you, my love. Just, I don't know, do the opposite of whatever counting sheep is. Well, I have every faith you'll be able to stay awake and wait for me. It'll just be a few minutes. See? I could give you a reason to stay awake. Let's see. You worked so hard today. I think you've earned something very special, my dearest husband. I'm good at a lot of things. I take care of the house while you're away, and it brings me so much joy. I love being your little housewife. And I love spoiling you and taking care of you. It's the highlight of my day. And when you come home after a long day, I love to watch your stress melt away when you're in my presence. Just like I love the way your eyes roll back in your head when my mouth is on your cock. So I think, since you've been working so hard, that I should help you out a little bit, don't you? Because I want nothing more than to see my baby stress-free. I think we should fix that. No. You can stay on the bed. Just put your legs over. I can take care of you just like this. And you're already all undressed. You're gonna take such a big nap after this. And I'll order food. It'll be great. Trust me. Just sit back and relax, my love. Tastes so delicious once you've come back home from a long day of work. Is it bad that I think that? tastes so good. Oh, God. I love the way your cock tastes, my love. I had to get the leftover that was running down. And I don't want to waste a single drop of your semen. And all of your cum is for me. Of course. I can't let it be wasted. I love you too much to waste any. You wanted to eat. Oh. That's not what I meant, but I'm not opposed. After I start the laundry. That's right. You didn't forget about that, did you? I said I had to give you something to look forward to. Consider it a little bit of a tease. We'll finish the rest when I get back. How does that sound, my love? I'll be back. I love you.